Check, check, test, test.
Hi, Steven.
Hey Renee, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hanging in there, hanging in there. Busy, busy.
Same. I was gonna say, do you mind if we stop the recording and then just start it right before three?
We can't.
I don't. Can we pause it for the recording? Sorry, Mark.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Ready? Okay. All right. We'd like to call the meeting to order. Today is January 11th and it's 3 p.m. And we'd like to start with our Pledge of Allegiance, right? Okay, Pat, you want to lead us?
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wonderful. Thank you. So we'd like to call this meeting to order, understanding that we are not going to be discussing anything that needs a vote. Do we have any comments from the public that we have to be aware of?
I don't think we have anybody
no?
online.
No.
Thank you.
Okay, and we'll move the item three to later when we do have a quorum, which is election of chair and vice chair. Approval of the minutes. We can't do that either. Okay, now on to item number five, Measure C financial update. Okay, Misty.
Okay, good afternoon. I'm Misty. And here we have our project commitment summary report. And this is a summary of activities that have occurred since occurred as of December of 2023. And the highlight sections here are reflecting high financial transactions, changes that occurred since our last meeting. So we did have a reduction of cash in the amount of about $213,000. This is primarily due to the Physical Science Life Science secondary effect project at Riverside City College.
Mm-hmm.
We also had some changes here on the bottom. And the commitments and the contingency both changed by about $907,000. And this is due to the Ben Clark Training Center project being closed out. So it was moved from the in progress to the completed projects. But also the unused budget was moved to the Marina Valley's remaining Measure C funds, young
okay.
Committed.
I don't see the 213,000 you said at the very beginning. I see the 9,186, though.
I'm sorry, you're talking about this number?
Yeah.
It changed. Change.
Okay.
The change. I'm just talking change.
Oh, okay.
So the difference between last the quarter, last time, and this time
oh,
is
yeah.
About 200.
Got it. Thank you.
And so the changes down here occurred because of the Ben Clark Training Center being closed out and the uncommitted funds going back into the Marina Valley's uncommitted funds. But it also has the interest reconciliation that we do annually when we reconcile the actuals with the budget. And
mm-hmm.
That was about $66,000 down here.
Plus or minus?
Plus. And so both of these items, the Bancroft Training Center and the Interest, both went to the November 2023 board.
Okay.
Okay. And that concludes my report for this one. Any questions?
No, I don't have any. Anybody? No? Okay. Let's see. All right. How about the capital program executive summary?
Thank you. And so this report reflects any kind of budget changes that occurred between October and December of 2023. Now, we did have some changes in the remaining uncommitted funds in the amount of about $1.4 million. And this is due to, one, the income distribution that we just talked about, the reconciliation between last year's budget and the actuals of about $480,000. And also the Measure C allocation here, the project commitments here by about $964,000. And again, that's due to the Bancroft Training Center being closed out and the remaining funds being put back into the Moreno Valley uncommitted Measure C funds.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, both of those items, the interest and the Measure C closeout of Bancroft Training Center, both went to the November 2023 board.
That's a major accomplishment, closing that out.
Beautiful. Yeah. And that concludes my report.
That's your report? Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
So that's all. Okay. Measure C project update. We all of that. Wow. So now, here we go.
Yeah.
Thanks. I thought maybe do this to give us that too.
Yeah. No. This is Hussein Aga. And this time we have only one board report. As you recall, this is related to Moreno Valley Student Service Renovation Project. This project originally we pre-qualified four general contractors, and at the time we received only two construction bids. These bids were over budget by $2.9 million.
So
the board decided to reject all bids. And we added additional pre-qualified general contractors. So this board report approved additional four pre-qualified general contractors.
Okay.
If you go to the next slide, you'll see the originally we approved four general contractors. We received only two bids, and
right.
The bids were very high.
So
we added four more general contractors.
So may I ask a question?
Yes,
so from your experience, what do you believe was the reason or rationale for the bids to have come up that far over the projected budget?
When we did the project was during summer, and summer always a challenging time for bidding.
Right.
You know, we pre-qualified them in April, and then we put out the bids in May, and we received bids. They were very high, higher than what we anticipated based on our original budget. So I think the bidding climate during summer at the time in 2023 was not a good bidding climate for us.
Okay.
So that one, and also some.
So it wasn't because lumber's gone up or anything like that?
It's also the escalation. No, that's always a factor.
Yeah.
And that's always a factor.
Supplies.
And this is why we decided to increase, because we had only two bids at the time, we felt there is a lack of competition. Bid competition,
right.
And that's why the board rejected them all.
And out of these, are there any MBEs or WBEs?
I have to go back.
Minority
and
or women-owned businesses.
I have to go back and double check the pre-qualification criteria. We have a pre-qualification criteria that really talks about the local contribution, but not necessary
on B. Okay. All right.
So the Board of Trustees approved these additional four?
Yes, correct.
And when do you anticipate that boarding process?
Yeah, actually, we did bid out the project in receiving bids, five bids December 5th. And we still have a deficit in the budget, but the lowest construction bid was about $1 million lower than the previous bid.
Oh, okay.
So our effort to increase the pool of contractors and rebid it again provides some benefit for the district in the amount of $1.5 million.
So this hasn't been awarded yet?
No, it hasn't been awarded yet. The goal is to take the board approval
first, of course.
January 23rd. To augment the project budget by 2.1 and to award the general contractors.
Okay.
you will see it. I mean, we'll see it next month. I mean, this month, and we'll see it next update.
Yeah, okay. All right. Any other questions? No?
Next slide, and I will provide an update about the rest of the project. Riverside City College, the life science, physical science, reconstruction for business, education, and CIS. This project is really on budget and ahead of schedule. We believe construction will be done by summer, this year.
Mm-hmm.
We finalized the technology package because this one is life science, physical science for, again, business education and CIS, which is computer information system, which is
right,
heavy technology
right, right.
building. We were able to finalize the technology package, and
okay.
I think this will be, this has been awarded,
so,
will be awarded next month.
Mm-hmm.
So
where's that? I'm trying to imagine, where's that physically going to be located? Is it?
That's an existing building. Like
the existing building by Bradshaw? By Bradshaw?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's where.
You should walk on campus.
I know, but I haven't walked on campus in it.
Yeah,
well, I was there in December to take a couple
If you
bits.
Stand at the old admin building and look up, there's fencing and.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
These 1968, 67 building, all of them. I mean, it's very old, and we have to do a lot of
high school.
But the new design is great. We open up a lot of windows, and
oh,
it's going to achieve LEED gold.
Oh,
which is.
And what?
LEED leadership in environmental and energy.
Oh,
design.
Okay.
Goal.
Oh,
which
good.
Really,
okay. Yeah, because the old business building was all like enclosed,
right.
all kinds of concrete.
That's right.
It was just not
and,
conducive.
And the goal is when
and no light.
That's absolutely right. When this building is complete and open, everyone's going to move out of the old business building to the new.
So oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Any questions on this building?
Mm-mm.
Cool.
How about the football
yeah,
field? Everything.
That's my new update, actually. As you know, I mean, the football field itself was completed like,
mm-hmm.
as part of the turf and the track before the first game. And then we knew at the time we had to finish the home grandstand repair. And that was completed before the championship game.
Yeah, they did good this year.
Yeah, which I don't want to claim. Anything,
yeah,
but the you know the Tigers really won the championship.
They did.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm
they
sure
did.
It's not a coincidence.
Yeah,
totally
yeah,
the
yeah.
same. Yeah, they always they
all
always,
the stars aligned.
it's great field, almost like $7 million and worth,
wow,
more of a state championship win.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
As part of Marina Valley, I just gave an update about student services renovation project. So this month we will be submitting the budget augmentation request and also awarding the contract to the lowest contractor. And this project will start construction as early as February 1st.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the goal is to finalize it by the end of the year.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, so that takes care of our Measure C. So now business from committee members. No, we can't vote on anything, so. How was your holiday?
Any update from that?
Well, I can give you a general update. Tuesday night at board, one presentation, it will go on the 23rd for formal vote, but it was presented because Mike's term, the senior position, is up at the end of the month. So that position is being filled. We have one application, it was from Mike Fall, that will advance for the board's approval to continue that seat. And then I think most of the rest of the committee is up. You just got renewed, I think.
We're up.
You guys are up. Warren is up in May. So we'll start posting things. There's Mike. We'll start posting some things, running ads as we're required to do. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm giving just a brief update that you were approved Tuesday night to continue and that we'll be going through some of the other recruitments for the other vacancies based on the title. Everybody is eligible for an additional term based on the number. So if you are interested, Renee will be sending those out, one to all of you, and then we'll be doing the required posts.
Two terms.
Three. There's 3 2-year terms.
Oh, okay.
So, just saying. There's 3 2-year terms. So that we'll cycle into that process. It is possible, this is a money based on when things close out, it is possible that this team may stay together through the balance. It's possible that I think you're the longest serving right now. It's possible you will finish before we will run out of, we will finish expending Measure C.
Mm-hmm.
But it's possible that this will be kind of the last group. I don't know if Eva will continue because she is in a student category. So we'll probably have a new student representative, but that's kind of where we are with moving through recruitments or filling potential vacancies. But at this point, we do not have vacancies for this committee.
All right.
After Tuesday night's approval.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ball.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so any other, so should we go back to the election of chair and vice chair?
Well, whatever the order of the agenda is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we did public comment, call the order of public comment in the election.
And
we have to approve the minutes.
Oh,
we don't have
roll.
Call to.
I know, we just usually do it like at the beginning with call the order, but now that he's here.
Yeah, I don't, unless you want to do roll call, you don't need to.
You don't need to? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Renee's our witness.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's on recording.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
We can see you all.
So election of chair and vice chair.
Who's our current vice chair?
I thought that was you.
I don't know. I don't actually know.
It's
okay.
Fabia.
So you would
Fabia.
Fabia is the vice chair and then Monica is the chair.
Okay, so then Mike, you interested in being the chair?
Sure. Okay. My turn in the barrel?
So that's actually not how it works. You would call for nominations.
Nominations.
You would call for nominations from the floor.
Nominations from the floor.
I nominate Mike as chair and Warren as vice chair.
There you go.
You're Robert now.
Okay, so we'll do two separate motions. So let's see. So you can call for the question on the first of...
Okay. All in favor of Mr. Ball to be the chair. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All in favor for vice chair.
Did
anybody oppose?
Who nominated and then who?
I nominated.
I second.
Okay.
And then do you need just a voice vote, right?
Yeah, you're good.
On the vote. So now you can do the second one.
All right. So the second one is vice chair.
I nominate Warren.
See Warren?
Sure.
Okay.
Whoever. I'll second.
I know you're getting some voices.
Okay. Or I'll second. Yeah. And then, okay, so all in favor for Warren to be the vice chair?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So all in favor, yeah.
You can start running the meeting.
So now Mike's in charge.
Mike, you're in charge.
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
The good news is items 5 through 5 through 7, 6 have already been done. We did the informational items. So
we need to do 4?
We need to do 4 with the approval of the minutes and then down to 8.
Okay, mm-hmm. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes? Does anybody have any comments on the minutes or corrections? And can I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So move. Monica.
Yeah.
I second it.
Thank you.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Passes.
Wrong way.
Oh, we're good.
Now you got to go back up to 8.
We don't have any actual items.
Did we do 7?
We did 7, yes.
So we did, now we're on
that
8.
Is your update, right?
We are.
So I missed the update, okay.
Well, we're on 7.
I'm sure they'll give you a quick.
Okay. So is all we need to do is adjourn?
Well, so the question on seven is, does that calendar still work? Unless there's concern, we'll leave the calendar as it is with this kind of quarterly schedule on Thursdays.
That's fine.
You guys are fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think that's fine. And then because I don't think it's going to go till 2027. Do you?
Well, that
one of our last projects. Then it's wrap up and
that's
paperwork
the
and all that.
Right. So the closeout, that's these meetings will continue to happen until the last penny is spent.
Mm-hmm.
But that becomes a question of the closeout projects of the projects that are left.
Right.
We've got, I mean, you just closed out two. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You might finish on your timing.
Right.
I don't know if we will run through another batch of.
I added 27 just for it covered.
Right. Yeah.
Just so that way, every 2 years we do it. So.
Oh, that makes sense.
So we'll just
make that goal, Mike. Wrap it up in 25.
Well, yeah, because I knew that. I mean, I know that we're on the last couple of projects.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. Last 30, 30, 35 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that'll be.
It's been that like that.
It'll go quickly. Yeah.
Can somebody mention it too? So I can just put in the minutes. So that way I can drop the previous.
That we approve the calendar.
Yes.
Oh, right? Sure.
Motion to approve the calendar from 25 to 27.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
These are faster than my night to Columbus meetings.
There you go. That's it.
I got those down to an hour.
And I'll send you guys emails about the third term if you want to serve or if you guys are around for people. So
okay.
That's everything. Thank you for your service. Chair.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So you don't actually need a motion. You can just go.
Oh, then we are now adjourned for the day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. See everybody next quarter.
If you want a quick update, I'm sure we'd give you.
Oh, sure.
So,
yeah.
If you guys were talking about
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be just a minute. So, yeah.
The other things.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Steven.
I'm going to